Yeah, it's a good opportunity, you know. We certainly haven't done it in the last couple of seasons, so tomorrow, if we get through that, then we've got a real chance to kick on, like you say.
And what would it mean, and how big a carrot is it, the prospect of playing at Wembley?
Yeah, not only that, I think, you know, if you win the next game and the Northern final, I think they're both on television as well, which is obviously good for the lads in the club as well. So before you even get to Wembley, it's starting to, like you say, the carrot's already there for tomorrow night. So the next three games after tomorrow, if we win, would be very good.
And it has proven for many clubs, Carlisle perhaps being the main one, I suppose, an excellent showcase for teams, hasn't it?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, if your league form isn't doing so well, then, you know, it gives you something to concentrate on. But fortunately for us, we're doing quite well in the league as well. So we use the disappointment of Rochdale, and we'll try and get the win tomorrow.
Do you think other clubs will see Rotherham as perhaps favourites for the JPT?
Yeah, I mean, there's a good couple of teams left in it still, but the Northern section, you know, you've got. I'd like to think that we were the favourites out of those teams, still left in there. Especially if we beat Fleetwood, it would be nice to get Chesterfield in the next round.
Because they've done well, haven't they, Fleetwood? I think all the teams they've knocked out have been teams from League One so far, so a higher division.
Yeah, you know, they're a good side. We knew that anyway because we played them last season. They've added some good players. Obviously, Gareth Evans is still there, so we know it's going to be not the nicest game on a Tuesday night in the middle of December, but like you say, if we win that game, then we've got three possibly very good games to come.
And I suppose there's been a lot of talk about the referee following Saturday's defeat, but Steve sort of was speaking as well about the performance. What went wrong from a performance point of view at the weekend?
I think they played five in midfield and we don't know how to deal with that. It's pretty much the end of it.
Sort of Fleetwood, I think.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do something about it. So I think we do best against teams who like to lump the ball. You know, when they start to play, I don't think we can deal with that. So, like you say, I think that was the main problem. But the referee's got nothing to do with it. You know, the whole team was poor, like so. But it's gone now anyway, so just forget about it.
Great to have a great occasion to swiftly move on to, I suppose.
Yeah, like I say, it's good to try and use the disappointment of Saturday to get a win against Fleetwood and then, hopefully get Chesterfield in the next round.
And what about you then, just finally? How are you assessing your own contribution, your own performances of late?
Yeah, like I said, someone else the other day, I'm happy with the goals that I'm getting, the assist as well. I've just got to keep trying to do that. Like, I think I got 10 assists and 9 goals last season, which I was happy with in League Two, so I'm on course to hopefully do that again this season in a higher league, which is always good.